before I start, before Ahuva leaves, I just want to thank Ahuva for staying, but thank you for coordinating this year and asking me to come to speak. It's always a pleasure to come and speak in at MMY. It's my second year being able to do to be able to speak here, and it's always a privilege. Great reputation at MMY, especially the girls from San Diego. You know, they have a good reputation. And especially when they come back Shana Bet. So if you come back Shana Bet, come from San Diego, you're in a good place. You're in a good place. I have a very big schus tonight because I'm not only speaking to you guys. I have my grandparents who are here joining this year, and it's a big schus to have them here. And we should be zocher to share much more Torah together in Yerushalayim. The Navi says that we know that Yemosa Mashiach, when it comes to Yemosa Mashiach, when the grandparents are in the streets of Yerushalayim with their children, and Baruch Hashem, we have a schus that we get to do that. Which means, you know, we're living in a very tough time right now. And any nechama that we could get is a tremendous, tremendous schos and to feel, to realize that we're living the nevuos. That the grandparents are walking the streets of Yerushalayim, and it means there's good things on the way. But tonight, we are in the middle of a struggle. I don't need to tell you the news. On the way here, I saw the news again. There's every hour, something happened. Something happening to Klal Yisrael in the land of Israel. And we're at a war. We're at a war with Yishmael. We're at a war with the Arabs. And what I'd like to discuss tonight is, what is Yishmael? Who is Yishmael? What's the power of Yishmael? Because in order to understand it, if it's in front of our eyes, we have to understand what it is. And if we just look at CNN and we just look at what the world tells us, we're not going to understand how to defeat Yishmael. We're not going to understand how to win. We're not going to understand how to overcome what they're doing to us. So tonight what I would like to do is analyze Yishmael through the eyes of the Torah. To tell us to see what the Torah tells us about Yishmael. What the koach of Yishmael is. Because if we don't understand it, we can't defeat it. And what I'm going to say tonight, some of the Torahs I'm going to say are from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger. A lot of it also are some of my own ideas, some of my own chidushim. And I hope you enjoy. I hope it makes sense to us. And Amir Hashem, we should grow and we should understand how to win this battle. And I think in order to understand Yishmael, we got to start from the beginning. We have to start from the origin. We have to understand where Yishmael comes from, what its koach is, and what it has to do with us. So in source number one, we have a very interesting pasuk that we all know about. In Bereishis. The nice thing is, we're entering the parshas of Bereishis, all the nice stories, all the good stories. So this what we're going to say now, you could probably also use this in many different parshios throughout Bereishis and Shemos. So this is a good Torah to keep, write down, have it with you. I mean, it's good to take notes anyways, but just an extra reason. Sorry, Asus Avram, lo yaldo lo v'lo. Sorry, lo yaldo lo. Sarah, who is the wife of Avram, didn't have any children. And we all know what happens. She has a maidservant named Hagar, who's an Egyptian. The question is, where did she come from? Who is this Hagar? Hagar, where she's come from Mitzrayim, where did she come from? So look at source number two in the Bereishis Rabbah. Amar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Hagar Bito Shal Paro Haisa. Who is this Hagar? Hagar's from Mitzrayim. Who is she? She was the daughter of Paro. What's the daughter of Paro doing with Avram? Listen what it says. The kibitzra Paro ma'isim shenasu l'tzara b'beso. Avram and Tzara went out to Mitzrayim. There was a famine. They went down. And Paro tried to take Tzara for a wife. And he saw he couldn't take her for a wife. And he saw that she's holy, that Avram's holy, Tzara's holy. So she tried to, when Paro saw that, Natal Bito, he took his daughter, Vinas Nalo, and he gave it to Avram, and Amar Mutav Shtia Batish, Shivcha B'Bayezeh, V'lo Gvira B'Yisachir. Paro's logic was, it's better for her, for Hagar, to live with Avram Avinu, who's Kadosh, who's holy, than to live with Paro. And my question that I have is, what does that mean? What really was compelling Paro? Paro just gives up his daughter to Avram? What's going on? I'm going to ask a lot of questions. Through asking the questions and answering the questions and getting answers to all the questions, we'll have a nice mahalach. But what compels Paro to give his daughter to Avram? So in order to understand this, we need to understand, we have to look into this, the psukim that deal with Yishmael, when we first meet Yishmael. It's source number 3 in Bereishis. Vatera Sarah as Ben Hagar HaMitzris. Sarah sees the son of Hagar, i.e. Yishmael, Asher Yadol Abraham Mitzachek. Sarah sees that this Yishmael, he's being Mitzachek. We'll have to translate what Mitzachek means in a second. But all she sees is Yishmael is being Mitzachek. Vatomer le'Avram, she goes to Avram and tells Avram, Goresh ha'ama ha'zos espina, get rid of Yishmael, get rid of Hagar, get them out of my house. Yishmael can't be here. Kilo yirash ben ha'ama ha'zos b'nei Yitzchak. This Yishmael, this Hagar, he cannot be near my son Yitzchak. Get him out of here. And Sarah says, get him out. So two questions. What does Mitzachek mean? Why was that so bad? And also, why is it that Sarah realizes this? Avram doesn't see this. Avram doesn't know what's going on. Avram Avinu found God. He can't see that his son was in front of his eyes, that he has an issue of Mitzachek. So we have to answer those two questions. What does that mean? So Bereishis Rabbah, source number 4. Darish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshens out, what does it mean Mitzachek? Ein Mitzachek elo gilo arayis. What does Mitzachek mean? Mitzachek means he was involved in gilu arayis. He was involved in adultery. He was involved in lust and desire. That's what Mitzachek is. And that's what defines Yishmael. It's his need for, to give into his desires, into lust. And why is it that he's involved in this sin? What's the connection of Yishmael and gilu arayis? Adultery. And again, why is it that Sarah can see this and Avram can't? So in order to understand this, we have to understand another pasuk, another parsha in the Torah. And that's at source number 5. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram gets up in the morning. Vayikach lechem, he takes bread. Right? He listens to Sarah. He has to kick Hagar out of the house. So this is the pasuk now where he's going to kick him out of the house. Avram wakes up early in the morning. Vayikach lechem, he takes bread, v'chamas mayim, and a jug of water. Vayitin al Hagar sham al shuchma v'sayel v'yashlacha v'telach v'teda v'mir v'abir shava. Avram gives Hagar a loaf of bread. He gives her a jug of water, and he sends them to the desert. Okay. Vayichlo mayim in a chamas. The water runs out. V'tishlacha v'sayel tachas achan asicham. They run out of water, and what happens? Hagar takes Yishmael, puts him under a tree. And he's dying. He doesn't have water. He's dehydrating. He's running out of water. So what happens? What happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up Hagar's eyes and she sees water. She fills up that jug of water that Avraham Avinu gave her with water. And she gives water to Hagar, to Yishmael. And he drinks the water and he survives. And what happens after all that? Yishmael gets saved. And what happens after he gets saved? He drinks this water. What does he do? He runs to Mitzrayim. His mother takes him to Mitzrayim. Why? To go get a wife from Mitzrayim. What's going on? He's about to die. The first thing you're doing, you go get a wife and going to Mitzrayim? What's the connection? What does it teach us about Yishmael? And also, what's with this water? What's happening with the water? There's a lot of water going on over here. And if we look at the next source in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it's source number 6. What was going on? Not only did Avram give them water, listen to this, unbelievable. Avram Avinu gave him the water, gave them the bread, and then Avram followed them. He walked with them into the Midbar. Why? He wanted to see what's going to happen with Yishmael, the son. Which way are they going to go? It's a derech shahal kuba. Which way are they going? And what happened? Listen to this. Uvishus Avram, lo chasu amayim. Because of Avram, the water never ran out. There was always water as long as Avram Avinu was there. The kivet shekhil a pesach hamidbar. But once they reached the midbar, the entranceway to the midbar to the desert, Hitchilu Toa Achre Borizor Shabes Avia Umiyar Chosomai Min Hamas. They got to the Midbar, and at that moment, they reverted back to the ways of Mitzrayim, back to Avodah Zarah, and at that moment, the water stopped. What's going on? What's with the water? What's the connection with Avraham Avinu? When Avram's there, there's water. When Avram's not there, there's no water. What's the Medrash telling us? So I think in order to understand all this, we need to understand what's water. What's the significance of water? And in that, I brought source 7 from Rabbi Kaplan's Sefer, The Waters of Eden. It's in English, so I'll read it out loud. The Talmud tells us that all the water in the world ultimately has its roots in the rivers that emerge from Eden. In a sense, this river is the spiritual source of all water. Even though a person cannot re-enter the Garden of Eden itself, whenever he associates himself with these rivers or with any other water, he is re-establishing his link with Gan Eden. We thus find a Medrash which tells us that after Adam was driven from Gan Eden, he repented by sitting in the river. Although he is permanently barred from Gan Eden itself, he tried to maintain a link through this river. Thus, when a person immerses in the waters of the mikvah, he is also reestablishing a link with man's perfected state. He then loses the status of uncleanliness, of tumah, and is reborn into a state of purity where he is permitted to enter the holy temple. What does that mean? It's an unbelievable thing. Adam was in Gan Eden. Adam was in a place of perfection. And what happens? Adam messes up. Adam sins. And he gets thrown out of that place of Gan Eden. But there's one place of Gan Eden that still exists in this world. And that's water. Water, all water that we have in this world, the source of it is Gan Eden. And what that means is water represents the idea of Kedusha. Water represents the idea of purity. And therefore when Adam sins, he runs to the water. He can't go back to Gan Eden, but there's one place he can go where he can reach somewhat of a level of Gan Eden, and that's the water. And that's what Kaplan tells us, that's the idea of a mikvah. Why do we go to a mikvah? The idea of a mikvah is that when I mess up, when I'm impure, where do I get purity? Where do I fix myself? Where do I get Kedusha? Where do I achieve that? In the mikvah, in the waters. It's also another unbelievable thing. Where do the Avos and the Imaos meet?
At wells.
What's Avraham Avinu doing? He's digging wells. Everything is about water. Everything is about finding that source of Kedusha, of holiness. What does it mean that Avraham Avinu gave Hagar and Ishmael jugs of water? What was he doing? And what does it mean Avraham Avinu was following them? The water he was giving them was a message. He was telling them, I have to kick you out of my house. But Ishmael's still my son, and Hagar was my wife. And I'm telling them, the message is, take the water, drink the water. Drink the Kool-Aid, right? But drink the water of Kedusha. Be Kadosh, be holy. If you do that, you can come back. If you do that, you can be one with me. And that was the significance of the water. And what does it mean that the water, the jugs of water keep on refilling? They kept on refilling themselves. As long as Avraham Avinu was there, the jugs were refilling themselves. What it means is Avraham Avinu may have not actually followed them. But as long as Avraham Avinu was in their minds, as long as they followed the ways of Avraham Avinu, the jugs stayed full. They had water. They had Kedusha. They had holiness. The second they got to the Midbar, where they reattached to the ways of Mitzrayim, to Avodah Zarah, to that world, the water runs out. It means that Avraham Avinu wasn't part of their lives. And if Avraham Avinu is not part of your life, then there's no water. There's no Kedusha. But then I have a question. Anybody here have a question? Anybody have a question? MMY, let's go. Oh, okay, good. I can say, Shalvin Kuhn, one MMY, zero. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. What's your name? Yael. She asked a beautiful. It's a beautiful question that I have. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Yishmael water? It's a beautiful question. if water is Kedusha, and water is Avram Avinu, and they start doing Avodah Zarah, why does Yishmael get water? It's unbelievable. Anybody have an answer? Yeah.
Isn't there the whole Rashi about Basher Hisham?
Okay. So at that moment, he was a tzaddik?
Right.
Okay, so you can see that. That's a simple answer. I think the answer I'm going to say is a whole mahalach now, so I'm not expecting you to say exactly what I'm saying, but Rashi said the same thing, Basher Hisham, that at that moment, he's a tzaddik, so he gets water. So you can see, he attached Avraham Avinu at that moment, so he's getting water. Beautiful. Is that somebody else have an answer here?
I mean,
yeah.
I could be wrong, but mine was one shot. Like, he was
saying,
I'm sure he wasn't doing anything.
It was
more his mother.
Oh, so you're saying Shmuel, meaning the mother, was the one that was responsible.
He was
still a boy. Right. The only thing is, he was mitzachik, and Tzara kicks him out of the house for being mitzachik. That's the only thing that I would that's the only question I have on that. But I'm saying that's definitely a good answer, 100%, yeah?
May I translate?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe because, Hagar, she cries with Shem.
I mean, there wasn't, again, there's some sort of tshuva.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Sometimes, for a while, you realize how important it was. Maybe it was, the last test. They gave you a little bit of water.
Beautiful. Very nice. See, let's see, what are you going to do with this? You went through a little bit of a tsar. Now what are you going to do with this? I like that answer a lot. So, what I'm going to tell you is, what's the yisod? Right now we're going to learn the yisod of Yishmael. If I came in and I asked you, what's the sort of Yishmael, you could tell me they are terrorists, they're killers, they're bloodthirsty. That's what you would tell me. We're right now going to learn the sort of what really Yishmael is. It's not that at all. It comes out in that way, but it's not what you do. The klipa, it's not what Yishmael represents. Listen to this. Why was it that Yishmael was involved? We asked, why was he involved in Gilu Arayas? Why was he Mitzachik? Where did that come from? So source number 8, listen to this Kli Yakar. What did Sarah see? Kirasa Sarah's Ben Hagar Amitris Esher Yaldo Le'Avram. Sarah saw Yishmael, who was born to Avram, Mitzachik B'Gilu Arayas. That he was involved in Gilu Arayas. Why? Mitzad Shehoyah Ben Hagar Amitris. Because where was Hagar from? She was from Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that you're from Mitzrayim. Holidu b'domela. Yishmael was like his mother was from Mitzrayim. What does that mean? He called on Mitzrayim shtufa zima. That what defines Mitzrayim? What defines that place where Yishmael comes from, where Hagar comes from? Shtufa zima. It's a place of desire, of lust, of disgustingness. Their essence, their nature of who they are is adultery, is lust, is desire. That defines who he is, who she was, who Hagar was. And what Sarah saw was he was starting to fall in the ways of Mitzrayim. He was starting to go, he has the nature of his mother. The nature of the mother is to go against Kedusha. It's Tumah. It's bringing impurity into the world. So then why was Yishmael given water again? Why was he given water? Because listen to this. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin says in source number 9. He says an unbelievable thing. He tells us, I'll tell you outside, and then we'll read parts inside. He tells us there are two powers in this world. Klipas. Klipas is like the shell. Okay? You know what klipa? Klipas are like the bad energy. Okay? The negative forces in this world. There are two major klipas, which are the source of all klipa, all bad in the world. One is Esau, and one is Yishmael. The psukim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us from fire and water. Fire and water represent these two klipas. Fire is Esau. Esau is red. Esau is the killer. He's the one that's involved in killing. Who's Yishmael? Yishmael is the klipa of water, of mayim. What does that mean? What does that mean? He's the klipa of mayim. He's water. He's representing that. Hashem's going to save us from fire and water. What does that mean? The klipa of water means that he takes the water of purity that Avraham Avinu brings to this world, and he tries to pollute it. He He tries to corrupt it. He tries to make it dirty. That's his essence. His essence is Tuma. If you look at Rav Tzadok in the bolded parts, in source number 9, Uksha'avru Yisrael Bayam Ubiyardin Avru B'nes V'Abasha. Forget about that part. Go to the next part. Akakasa Mirames Al Shtea Klipos Esav Yishmal. The Pasuk refers to the two Klipas we said, Esav and Yishmal. Shim Shorshe Kol Shima Klipos. That their Klipas are the source of all Klipa in the world. The Kineged Mayim Chasidim the Kedusha Yesh L'Umazek Klipas Yishmal. What fights Kedusha? Which Klipa? Yishmael. He likes the polluted water. He likes the corrupt water. The waters of Tuma. Why is it that he gets the water? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him water? We asked, why did he give him water? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he's going in the way of Mitzachek, he's going in the way of Mitzrayim, he's going into the way anti-Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to tell you what your mission is now in the world. Your mission is to pollute the water. I'm giving you water so you can go destroy the water. To get rid of the Kedusha. To get rid of Avram Avinu. That's going to be your mission now. Why does Yishmael run to go get a wife? Right afterwards, he gets saved, he gets the water. Right? Go at least throw a party that you're saved. Why does he run to Mitzrayim right away? Because now that he realizes his new Avoda, which is what? Bring Zuma to the world, bring disgust to the world, bring Tuma to the world, where is he going to find the wife that's going to allow him to do that? The place where that all started from, which is Mitzrayim. And that's Yishmael's mission. That's his job. That's what he's here to do. Yeah. Why would Hashem do that? That's a good question. I don't know. My guess is why Hashem wants to do that, because he saw... I'll tell you. I think he's telling you where his essence is. I think Yishmael has the ability to do tshuva. It says that Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. He did keep it up. He did at the end of his life when he couldn't figure out. It says he did tshuva. I think he's telling you your essence, what your nature is. Everybody has a nature that pulls them to some sort of bad. His nature is this. That doesn't mean he has to follow that nature. But he's telling him this. I'm telling you what your sword is. What it means is Yishmael. What does it mean to pollute the water? What does adultery mean? Adultery means chesed. That's one bad. Right? Yishmael is someone who gives. He wants to give, but he gives the wrong thing. He gives Tuma. Adultery, say, I love someone. Yeah, but it's the wrong person. I have to do with that person. So I think he was telling him, you have the ability to do chesed. We realize, I'm going to allow you to use your kokos in this world. And it could be to pollute the water. So again, it was still up to Yishmael. Like he took away Yishmael's free will. He's saying, but this is your essence. This is what you're going to do. That's what I think. Yeah.
So then can Yishmael be considered sinning for following what Hashem told him to do?
Well, no, because I said that, as well as I said, he still has Bechira. It's like Paro. Paro,
he does have Bechira, per se?
For sure he has Bechira. He has Bechira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, this is what you're going to be involved with the water. You could purify the water, but right now you're contaminating the water. And you have the ability to, he always has the ability to choose.
But also
this is essence.
Also, as a son of Abraham, I feel like, how is it that, I still don't see how Abraham didn't see.
Oh, so we're going to get there in a second. We're only at source number 7. 9. We have another 10 more to go. So we'll jump in the gun. We'll get there. Okay. Any other questions you can ask afterwards? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Last question.
So how is the new abode? If he was already doing it before, how is it not like the abode before? Like, so he's already polluting it, so that's why he's
kicked out. Because I feel like this. I think that you're right. I think that was always his essence. It's always his essence. The thing is, he just got kicked out of Avraham Avinu's house. He ran out of water. So we can think, I have no connection now to water. I'm totally... He doesn't know what his abode is now. Hashem's saying, no, I'm giving you water again. But to realize, it's in your hands now. You're not with Avraham Avinu. There's a separation between your water and Avraham. You had Avraham's water, which you could have used that was good. And now you can combine it with Avodah Zarah. You can do whatever you want with it.
Meaning Hashem sent him a message.
Correct. Meaning he can do whatever he wants with it, but his essence is the one to take the water and pollute it. That's maybe his. It's called Yitzhara. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Har Sinai, and Har Sinai, he went to all the nations of the world and asked them to accept the Torah. Right? Each nation had a different teva that they couldn't accept the Torah. He went to Esav and said, "Don't kill." Said, "I can't do that." So meaning his nature is to kill. That doesn't mean he should kill. But that's his nature. And now, your shmal's nature is when you use your kokos properly, you're going to ruin the water, the kaddish water.
Improperly,
right. When you use it improperly, correct.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's...
yeah, okay. Good? Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? We'll save to the end. Fine. Now that we understand this, now that we understand that this is the essence of Yishmael and what he's capable of doing, we can understand many Midrashi Chazal. Okay, and that's where we're starting at source number 10 right now. By the Bris Ben Avisarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, he hints to Avram Avinu all the different galuses that are going to take place, the Klal Yisrael. Okay, and the Pasuk says, V'hinei Eima Chashecha Gedola Nofel Asalav, that this great fear and darkness fell upon Avram Avinu. And Chazal break up that pasuk and tell us that alludes to different to all the different galuses. In source number 10. What's Ema? Zumachus Edom. Fear is going to be Malchus Edom. Chashecha, Zumachus Yavan. We know we get the Chanukah time, all the Divrei Torah about Choshech. And that's how we light a candle, because Yavan is darkness. That's their tkufa of galus is represented by Choshech. Gedola, what's Gedola? Zumachus Pras, Madai. But that's called the Nofeles. What's Nofeles? Machus Bavel. Shenafel Ben Yisrael. Fine. What's Alav upon him? Elu Yishmaelim. Shaleim Ben David Yitzmach. That's talking about the Yishmaelim. We're going to come all the way at the end of time, which are going to greet David HaMelech. They're going to greet David HaMelech. They're going to bring David HaMelech. What does it mean, Alav? So I want to tell you what Alav means. So Chazal say that Allah means, what's the clock of Yishmael? Yishmael is Allah, it's on you. He tries every way to get in. He's always on you. The way that he attacks you is not conventional. He doesn't have an army. He doesn't come and fight with your army. He's going to come and sneak around you. He's going to catch you in the street and stab you. It's not a normal way. It's a bizarre way. They'll blow themselves up to kill you. It's a not normal way. It's a love. It's a way to infiltrate no matter what. That's a love. A love means he could be everywhere. He could be in your pocket. He could be on the street. He could be everywhere. Because it's tuma. Tuma is something that comes on you. It's everywhere. If you look at our door that struggles with Kedusha, it's everywhere. For girls, it may be easier. I don't know. For guys, it's impossible. To walk in the street and not be exposed to Yishmael. I'm not talking about the guy with the knife. I'm talking about the tuma. It's everywhere. It's in your pocket. You can have it in your pocket. You can have it everywhere in your lives. Because it's Allah. That's his nature. The war with Yishmael is war of Kedusha. It's Allah. It's coming to you in your life, in your lifestyle, in your houses. That's the war you're fighting with Yishmael. That's the essence of Yishmael. I'm going to tell you another chazal. This is going to be such a bad galus because it's everywhere. It's everywhere you turn, it's going to be there. That's why it says in source number 11, why is his name Yishmael? V'lama nikra shemo Yishmael sha'asi l'shmoa kadosh baruch hu ba'ankas ha'am shememash asili b'nei Yishmael la'asos ba'eretz ba'achis ha'yamim. He's called Yishmael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear the cries that he's going to cause us to scream out to Hashem at the end of days in the land of Israel. That Yishmael is going to be the one to make us scream to Hashem. And Yishmael Kel, Hashem will hear our screams. And David HaMelech will come. He causes us to scream everywhere. That's his essence. That he causes, no questions though, sorry. He causes us to scream wherever we are. And at that point, source number 12 seals the deal. Listen to this unbelievable Zohar. The Malach of Esav comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, it's not fair. Sorry, the Malach of Yishmael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, it's not fair. Yishmael did a bris milah. Yitzchak does a bris milah. And he gets a reward for it. Yishmael, you guys know Yishmael also does bris milah. They do it at 13. They do bris milah also. So the Malach of Yishmael comes to Hashem and says, give him a reward. He did Mila. He deserves a reward also. So listen to this. The Zohar says, the second line, sorry, let's start from the beginning. Bo'ovara arba me'al shana omeid hamafayin. Fine. For 400 years, the Malach of Yishmael came to Shmuel ben Hakadosh Baruch when he asked before Hashem, Yishmael Shanima Lama Elo Chelak B'Chal Kamo Yitzchak. Why doesn't Yishmael get a Chelak like Yitzchak does for doing the Mila? Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak Nimal Karayu V'Chetikuno of Yishmael Eno Kain Kilo Asilo Priya. I'm not going to get too graphic here, but there are two parts of Bris Mila. There's cutting off the skin, and then there's peeling back the skin. A Jew does both. Yishmael only did the cutting. He didn't do a full Mila. He had an empty Mila, says Hashem. He didn't do the full Mila. So he can't get reward. He only did the cutting. Yitzchak did both. He gets reward. V'lo od, abnei Yisrael medakim b'fayim. It's Amar Lei. So the Malach turns to Hashem. The Malach of Yishmael says, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im kol zeh kemet shenimal, v'chi lo magia lo skar tov avar zeh. He still did some Mila. Give him something. Give him some reward. He did something. He did a Mila. Oy, also Azman, listen to what the Zohar says. Oy, yo, yo, on that time. Oy, also Azman, shenolad Yishmael, ba'olam v'nimal. It's so bad that Yishmael was born and had a Mila. Why? Ma os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hirchuk es b'nei Yishmael v'dibikos al Yonah v'nasam chilek l'mata v'eretz ha'kadosha b'shvil ha'mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a portion in Eretz Yisrael because they did Mila. They get a chilek in Eretz Yisrael for Yishmael because he did that Mila. And look what the Malach did. The Malach daven for Yishmael and he gets that chilek. But listen to this. Unbelievable. Hirchuk es b'nei Yishmael v'dibikos al Yonah. Fine. V'asidi b'nei Yishmael v'shlop v'eretz ha'kadosha. In the future times Yishmael will have rulership in the land of Israel. It's a Dakar Nebuah right here. Zman Rav for many years. Kishi Reka Mikol. When? When it's empty. When the land of Israel is empty. We know that when Klal Yisrael was kicked out, the Arabs were here. They were here. Because that was the reward for doing Mila. Kishim Shamila Shalahem Hi Reka. Just like their Mila was empty. So what's the reward? Below Shleima Shapriya. So therefore, what's the reward? They'll get the land of Israel when it's empty. But listen to this. Listen to this. Uncle, this is scary. V'hem yakvu es b'nei Yisrael melachzul nekomam atche yushlam tzchus ha'milo so b'nei Yishmael. What's the job of Yishmael? The job of Yishmael is they will sit in the land of Israel until we fulfill the mitzvah of Mila. They're here to remind us, you can't come to Eretz Yisrael, Jews. We have a schus to Mila until you fulfill Mila. Until you're kadosh. Then what's the whole job of Yishmael? They sit here to remind us, you're not doing Mila. You're not being kadosh. Because if you were, we would have no schus in here. You'd be here. You would have the shlita. You'd be in charge. Once again, Yishmael's job is the anti-kedusha. They're telling us, you're not kadosh, so we're going to take over. And you can't get this land, the land of Eretz Yisrael, until you are kadosh, until you are holy. And that's why, what does Yeshua do before we come to the land of Israel? Anybody know? Everybody has to have a bris milah before you come to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody needs to be kadosh. Everybody needs to fight the anti-kedusha. Because that's what Eretz Yisrael is. It's not a land like New York or Chicago or LA or Florida. It's kadosh. God lives here. This is God's backyard. You think you just walk around, do whatever you want? You gotta be holy. You gotta be kadosh. And if you're not, Yishmael is gonna be here. He's gonna remind you. He's gonna stab you. He's gonna tell you you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's interesting. A knife, Mila knife. I'm not here to be a nubby and tell you what a knife is, but an idea. It's a Mila knife. Be kadosh. Be holy. So now we can understand many other things. We can understand many things now. Why did Sarah, first of all, realize? Why did Avram Avinu realize? Source number 14. Why did she realize Yishmael is being mitzachek? He's the one fooling around. Because listen to this. What does the pasuk tell us in source 14? Vayomer elav ayei Sarah ish techa vayomer hinei ve'ohel. The Malachim come to visit Avraham Avinu to tell him three things. He's going to have a son. They're going to destroy Sodom. What was the third thing? To give him refuah. The Malachim say, where's Sarah, your wife? Where is she? He told him she's in the Ohel. What does that mean, she's in the Ohel? Rashi tells us, he gave all tenuah he. She was a tenuah. She was kadosh. Tenuah means not that she was locked in the kitchen, but she was an inner, deep person that was filled with kedusha. And she saw herself in that way. And she understood that that's who she is. That she was in all defiance who she was. She was a kadosh person. She had extra sensitivity to tuma. And it was her that saw that Yitzhak was the anti of that. The person who's tzenuah can see when things are not where they're supposed to be. She's the one that sees that. Now we can understand the unbelievable. We can go through Yitzhak Mitzrayim right now, and we can understand the whole story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. If we understand that Mitzrayim is the source of all this, the source of impurity, the source of destroying the clean water, then you're going to see your whole experience of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is going to change right now. Listen to this. Vayitza paro l'cho amu l'mor kol ha-ben ha-yulad ha-yo'ora tashichu v'cho ha-bas tichyun. What was the decree that Paro made? Anybody? Let's go. Yeah.
That all the boys would be thrown into the river.
All the males are going to be thrown into the river, and all the girls are not. Kill both of them. Pashan Ansel says the leader will come from, well, the leader was a man. What's a deeper reason? The deeper reason is, Sir from Moshe Weinberg, I think he quoted Rav Tzadok, I don't know for sure. The Ben is the one that has the Milah. The Ben is the one that represents Kedusha. What does Paro say to do with him? Throw him in the water. Throw the Milah, throw the Kedusha, pollute the water. Get rid of it. You guys are not Kadosh, you're not holy. Get rid of it, forget about it. Get rid of it. Not only that, that's step number one, that's the beginning, that's the decree. That's the first thing. Once we have that, what happens? It's source number 17, Ve'yigdal ha'yeled, Moshe Rabbeinu is saved by Bas Paro. And what happens? V'tikra shemo Moshe, his name is Moshe, why? V'tomar mikimin ha'mayim mishisuhu. His name is Moshe because he was drawn out of the water. His whole essence is coming from the water. Those waters that Paro wanted to pollute, he came from there. He's going to be the savior. Why is his name Moshe? He's telling us the essence of the Jewish people. You want to know what the Jewish people is? Look at their leader. Their leader's name comes from Kedusha. Not only that, what was Basia doing in the water? Anybody know what Basia was doing in the water? Oh, beautiful. You want to know what Basia was doing? The person who saved them, the person who drew him out of the water. You know what she was doing? Look at the Gemara in Megillah, it's source number 18. The folded part. She yarda lirchot migilule besavia. She went to go rinse herself from the disgustingness of her father's house. She was going to the mikvah. She had enough of Paro's ways of saying there's no kedusha. Her name is Basia. She's the daughter of God. She converted. She ends up marrying. Do you know who she marries? Kalev. Unbelievable. The daughter of Paro marries Kalev. Why? I think it's Pasha. Both of them were people who fought kedusha. Kalev fought the Meraglim who were kadosh. Basia fights Paro, who's Tuma. They fight all the Tuma in the world. They're a perfect match for each other. It's Pashut. But we see that's where Moshe comes from. The leader comes from the water. He represents Kedusha of the water. Not only that, listen to this. Source number 19. Leich al Paro Baboker. The Malachos are about to begin. When does Moshe approach Paro? Hine Yote Hamayima, in the Boker, in the morning, when Paro goes out to the river. What's he doing in the river? What was he doing in the river? He was taking care of his needs. He was going to the bathroom in the river. I think that's the biggest way to pollute the water. No? Do you agree? At the moment that Paro's polluting the water, at the moment that Paro's saying there's no kedusha in this water, and I'm going to make it tame, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to Paro, then I tell him, I'm taking Klai Yisrael out of here. Klai Yisrael's kadosh. They're holy. That's who they are. That's their essence. Not only that, What was the first makkah? First makkah was dam. I'm going to hit the water, it's going to turn to dam. What's dam? Why is the water turning to blood? What's the message God's sending to Paro? Dam milah. We're going to be kadosh. We're going to make the waters pure through milah. That's how we're going to become kadosh. Not only that, what happens when the water turns into blood? What happens when we do milah? What happens when we become kadosh? Listen to this. In source number 19, Pasuk Yechaz, the fish in the water died. What does that mean? You know which nation is compared to fish? One of the nations is compared to fish. Yishmael. Because Yishmael reproduces faster than everybody else. There's billions of Yishmaelim in the world. They were given the bracha of reproduction, of having children, many, many, many children, and they're compared to fish. You know what happens when there's dam in the water? You know what happens when there's dam mila? The fish die. The fish represent Mitzrayim. They represent Yishmael. When Klal Yisrael is doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we are kadosh, the fish will die. And that's why only Mitzrayim was affected. Now I have another question, source number 20. Now we're going to switch to Kriyas Yamsuf. Again, water. What's going on with Kriyas Yamsuf? In source number 20, Vayavol Bnei Yisrael B'Sol Chayam Be'Abasha, Klal Yisrael went through the dry land in the sea. Fine. So they went through the dry land and the water. What happens? So now, Klal Yisrael walks through the dry part of the land, right? The water is on both sides of them. They're walking through. They walk through, water comes in, destroys the Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, what does the Pasuk do right after that? Look at this Pasuk called Pes. They continued in the dry land that was in the sea. Why does it repeat itself? What does that mean? Very nice. They went through the dry land. What does it mean they went on the dry land through the sea? And what does it mean that they did it afterwards? They were killed and they did it again. So, I'm going to tell you what Tefes Shlomo, I brought it here. He brings out his Kabbalah. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay? I don't know what he's saying. But one idea, I know what he's saying. I don't know exactly what he's saying, but there's one thing that I need for this year that works out perfectly, so I'm going to take that one part. Okay? This is one of these tricks that you do when you make a share. Just kind of make things up. This is that moment right now. Okay? You're all going to experience that moment. Okay? You ready? It may be kfira. I don't know. Well, at least we're doing it together, so we're all going down. We're putting it way down. So, the Pharisee says an unbelievable thing. There's dry land and there's the sea. He says that the sea, the water, represents Malchus. There are seven different spheres that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in. We said it by the Shpizin. They work in different things. Netzach, Hod, right? Tiferes, Malchus. The seventh, which is Malchus, that was the water. Then there's the dry land. You know what the Abasha is? He says the Abasha, in the last line of Echina Shaddai, which is Shakai, which is the water, who you sowed. It's the midah of Yisod. Yisod represents, corresponds to, which one of the Avos? It doesn't be Avos, one of the seven of Shpizin. You guys did a Shpizin at Sukkis? Yeah, do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, okay, everybody's looking at me like I'm like from a different world. You walk to the Sukkah, you see a Shpizin, yeah? There's Avraham, Mitzvah, Yaakov, depends on how you go. Moshe, Aaron, Avraham, Shlomo. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Yisod corresponds to Yosef HaTzadik. He's the one that's Yisod. Yisod, all the different parts, again, this is Kabbalah, the parts of the body that Yisod represents is a place where we reproduce. Is that body part. Yisod represents Kedusha. What does it mean that they went through the water, through the dry land, that they were going on the path of Yisod? They were going in the water. They're in the water. There's two paths to water. There's a path of Avram, which is Kedusha, and there's a path of Yishmael, which is Tumah. What was the path that they took? They took Yisod. They took Kedusha. They went into the Yamsuf, going through Kedusha, going through the water, making Kadosh. Mitzrayim gets destroyed, and even once Mitzrayim is destroyed, the Pasuk repeats itself and tells us what? They went down the path of Yisod. They went through the Yabasha that was in the Yam. Even when Mitzrayim wasn't there, they said, Hashem, we're with you. We want to be Kadosh. We want to be holy. We want waters of Kadosh. We want the waters of Avraham. We also see this in Yoshua. What do they do in Yoshua? What happens in Yoshua? Brought that over here. In Yoshua, they also, what do they do before they entered the land of Israel? They went through the water. The water split to them, yeah. The same thing happened. Because they were reminding themselves of what they needed to do. That's in source number 22. If you look at source number 22, Pasuk 22, it says, Be'abasha avar Yisraelis in Yarden. They went again, once again, through the Yabasha, through the dry land. So that's all Yitzias Mitzrayim right now. Right now we went through Shmuel, the Hagar, and the Mitzrayim, Yitzias Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf. Now we're on the other side of Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay? Now an interesting thing happens. So again, we understand our mission. Our mission is to purify the one. But now Kadosh Baruch Hu said, there's one more step in this process. What's the next step in the process? Look at source 23. Unbelievable thing happens. They cross the Yamsu. The Yetel Midbar Shur. They get to Midbar Shur. They're traveling, and what happens? They can't find any water. What's happening? What does that remind us of? The Shema. Running out of water. They don't have Kedusha. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go take all the Zikne Yisrael. Pasuk Hey, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Over Lifnei Hayam, Ha'am, go before the nation, V'kach Itcha Mizikne Yisrael, take the Zikne Yisrael, U'matcha Asher Akisa Bo Sayar, and that same staff that you use to split the water, and to make blood in the water, take that same staff, Balak, then go. So he's told to do two things. Take the staff and take the Zikni. So why is taking the Zikni? So why is taking the staff? So what happens? Pasuk Vav. Hine Omei Lefanecha Sham Alatzor B'Chorev. First of all, where is this taking place? If you look at Pasuk Aleph, Source 25, Pasuk Aleph. Where is it taking place? Where do they not have the Yakanu? Where? Refidim. They're in Refidim. They don't have water. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, take the Zikne Yisrael, take your stick and do what? What does it say? Somebody read Pasuk Vav, the underlined part. Al Atzor, where? B'Chorev. Is that Refidim?
No.
What's going on? Where's Chorev coming from? They're Refidim. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling them? Be'kisa v'tzor v'yatzor v'mayim v'shasayam. You'll hit that rock, and water's going to come out of that rock, and you'll be able to fill, everybody will drink the water. What's going on? So I think it's Pashat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying they want water, and if we know that water doesn't actually mean water, it also means Kedusha. Then Rifidim, going back to the ways of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, grab the Zikne Yisrael, take the staff that you use to give them water in Mitzrayim. Now you're going to take that staff that brought Kedusha, and you're going to show them a new way to bring Kedusha to their lives. What's that? You're going to hit the rock in Chorev. Anybody know what happened in Chorev?
Har Sinai.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's taking the Zikne Yisrael, he's taking the Gedolim, he brings Moshe, he takes the stick, which they were so used to bringing Kedusha to the world, and said, this is the new way to bring Kedusha to the world. It's through the rock of Chorev, through Torah, through mitzvos. Then when we do that, we'll bring water to the world. We'll bring Kedusha to the world. It's interesting. This is my Kiddush right now. It's interesting. We see rocks become a very important symbol in the Torah. We see rocks when we go to fight Amalek. What does Moshe put his hands on? Rocks. Right? Yes? Moshe's hand, they're holding up his hands, they got tired to throw rocks. One. What was the Torah written on? What are the luchos?
Stone.
Or rocks.
I think it's mine.
When Klal Yisrael crosses the Yarden, I told you they crossed the Yarden when they're about to go to Yisrael. They crossed the Yarden, but you know what they took with them? They took rocks. You know what was written on the rocks? The Torah. Rocks take on a central theme. Because rocks are the new tool to bring Kedusha to the world. That's what Hashem was telling him. Why rocks? So two reasons I was thinking about rocks. About Hashem Yishmuel in Source 26. By Yaakov Avinu. Say it outside. By Yaakov Avinu. Esau comes to bite him in the neck. Right. He comes to bite him in the neck. Esau comes to bite Yaakov. He comes to kiss him, and he really says, because also he wants to bite him. He says that his neck turned to stone. Why did it turn to stone? Why stone? Metal. Stones are not mekabel tuma. Stones are kadosh. They can't become impure. The Torah is kadosh. Torah is a rock. Torah can never be destroyed. The Torah comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. It's Hashem's gift to us from under His chair that He gave to us. That's an unbelievable thing. That's a rock. What else is a rock? There's a couple of Gemaras that tell us that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a rock. And that if the Yetzer Hara attacks you, go learn Torah, go to the Beis Medrash, and you'll crush the rock. That Torah has the ability to even penetrate a rock. It can destroy a rock. The greatest Yetzer Haras can be destroyed through Torah. And we know by the famous Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old. He didn't start learning. He didn't start learning until he was 40. What encouraged Rabbi Akiva? What persuaded him to go and learn?
Water.
There was a rock, and the water was dripping onto the rock, drip, 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 and there's a hole in the rock. He said, how did the hole get here? He saw that the water penetrated the rock and made a hole. And he said, if water can do this, for sure Torah can penetrate my heart. This is basar v'dam, which is flesh. We see the Torah has the ability to destroy rocks. Just, I was thinking, my chiddush. It's interesting. What's the biggest weapon that the Arabs love to throw?
Rocks.
What's the name of that yellow dome at Har Bayis? Rocks. Dome of the rocks. Of the rock. I don't know what that means. I'm just pointing it out. Their whole job is to fight Kedusha. And they take the rocks and they corrupt. They want to corrupt that also. They want to destroy that also. And that's why if you look at Yishmael, where are the places that they fight us the most? The places of Kedusha. At Har Bayis. In Hebron, in Kever Rachel, in Shechem, the places that we bought from them in the Torah. Shechem, Hebron, and Yerushalayim. Those are the three places that we have documented that we purchased. Are the three places that they can't stand. What's in Shechem? There's one Kever in Shechem of Yosef HaTzadik. Who's his soul? Who's Kadosh? He's the Tzadik. They can't stand it. The Avos in Hebron, they can't stand it. And Har Bayis, where we have that connection of the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate place of Kedusha, they can't stand it. Because they fight Kedusha. There's another interesting thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I didn't write this down, but there's another place where the water was bitter. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do with the bitter water? He tells him to throw a stick into the water and it'll become sweet. What's a stick? So I think also a Pashan answer is Eitz Chaim Hilu Machazikim Bo. That Torah is also compared to an eitz, to a tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know how you're going to make the water sweet? You know how you're going to take those bitter water that Yishmael makes tamei? Throw a stick into it. Throw Torah into it. It's interesting because Torah is also called Mayim. In Mayim ala Torah, say Chazal. So interesting, we're talking about Mayim is Kedusha. Torah is also Kedusha. Torah is the Mayim. Torah is the Mikvah. I brought down here from my Dessler. that Torah is like a mikvah. But when is it a mikvah? When does it change a person? When does it make an impact on a person? It only makes an impact. Gedra mikvahu. What makes a mikvah a mikvah? Sheyotzim legarmei source 27. Sheyotzim legarmei me'olam ha-sheker. A mikvah is something where you completely shut yourself out from the olam ha-sheker, the world of sheker, of falseness. Yoti olam hazel legarmei. You leave this world completely. What does that mean? That filu asaros yibetokamayim. That means even your hairs have to be in the water. If you have one hair sticking out of the mikvah, you're not kadosh. You're not tahor. You're still tame. Your entire body has to be thrown inside the mikvah. Vamayim bechinas Torah kiyadua. Mayim is Torah. Torah is mayim. The kenisa le mikvah. You want to know how you're going to enter the mikvah of Torah? The mikvah of Torah is not sitting back and relaxing, half in, half out. What am I doing in 3 hours from now? The Torah of a mikvah, of Kedusha, that defeats Yishmael, is a Torah where you're completely thrown into it. Where your head's into it. There's nothing distracting you. Because if there is, then you're not in the mikvah. You can say, my Torah's not changing me. I sit in MMY, I learn 12 hours a day. You're not learning a minute. Because if you have your iPhone open while you're learning, there's no way you're learning. You're not in the mikvah. That's the only way Torah can penetrate. That's the only way the rock can make its way in. And we need to learn that idea as well. Last thing I want to discuss. Source 28. I mentioned before the Parak Rabbi Elazar. When we said the Hine Emo Chashek Gdol Daftal Salam, I meant to explain that Yishmael means Allah. He made an interesting statement, which we rushed through before, but now I'd like to focus on it. When it says Allah of Elu Yishmael, and that's Yishmael, She'alehem Ben David Yitzmach. Through Yishmael, David HaMelech will sprout. David HaMelech Mashiach will come because of Yishmael. What's the connection of David HaMelech and Yishmael? What's the connection of Mashiach ben David and this source of impurity? Who does David HaMelech come from? Before that. Well, I guess I'll give it away. So there's two nations we're not allowed to marry into. Ammon and Moab, right? So, why can't we marry Moab? So look at source 29. We can't marry, Moab cannot marry the Jewish nation. Why? Says source 29, Al dovar asher lo kidmu eschem be what? Be lechem uve mayim. Be derech betzeschem in Mitzrayim. What does that sound similar to? Lechem and Mayim? Yishmael. Avraham Avinu. The Lechem and the Mayim represent Avraham Avinu. The way of Avraham Avinu. Of Kedusha. When we left Mitzrayim and we're leaving that place of Tumah, we were thirsty for Kedusha. We were looking for the path of Avraham Avinu. And we come to Moab, and what happens? Moab doesn't give us Lechem and Mayim. They say, get out of here. You're not kadosh. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Because of that, they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. So the question is, who was David HaMelech's grandmother?
Rus.
Who's she from? How'd she get in? It's only for more of my men, but not more of my women. Why? Anybody know why?
Because the men were the people
who came out. Why did the women not come out? Oh, beautiful. Look at source 31. The bolded part. Why were the women not held responsible? Because Darko Sha'adam Mekadim, it's the job of men to go out to bring those things. Below Darko Sha'isha Lekadim. But it's not the woman's job. What does that mean? We go back to the idea of what we said by Sarah. Where was Sarah? In the Ohel. What does that mean? It means she lived a life of tznius. That's what it means. The Moabite women are not held responsible because they had no responsibility to go out to give them the kedusha. They had no responsibility to go give them bread and water. That was the responsibility of the men. The women were tznua. They were in the houses. Let me go out. This doesn't mean I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom, you shouldn't be going out. I'm trying to talk about the idea. The idea of being someone who's kadosh, who lives with Hashem. The women were the tznua ones. Why was Rus chosen? And sorry, if you look at source 30, I'm sorry, I skipped source 30. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I remember I told you HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations of the world and asked them to accept the Torah. When he goes to Moab, Holech Eitzel B'nei Amon Moab, he said, Amr Lahem, Kabbalah's the Torah, accept the Torah. What did they say? Amr Lo, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ich Tova, what did it say? Lo Tino. Don't commit adultery. Their whole essence, and they said, no, we can't do it. I mean, their whole essence is like Ishmael. They share the same essence. They're not kadosh, they're not tahor. And because of that, they can't come into their kalisol. But the women can. And that's dafka why Rus is chosen. Look at source 32. Ela kevet shara osan ima maseh noyim hitchil sholah. Boaz saw she had good midos. She was tzanua. Ko anashim shochos makos bezuyos shemas makos. What was the defining factor? When all the women went down to go pick up things on the ground, they would bend down in an appropriate way. But Rus would bend down with tznius, with kedusha. That her whole essence was, even though she came from the place of tuma, she, her essence was kedusha. With tznius. And because of that, Boaz chooses her. And because of that, source 33, B'ketelelo Ashkele Hashem Lemor, Yula Ben L'Nami, Nami has a baby, B'tikra Shemo Obed, who gives birth to, who is Obed, who Avi Yishai Avi David. From Rus, from the Moabite Rus, comes David HaMelech. Comes the one who's going to bring Mashiach. Comes the one who's going to restore Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? What does it mean that when Yishmael comes, they're going to awaken David HaMelech? They're going to bring back David HaMelech. The person who's going to defeat Yishmael will be the koach of David HaMelech? It means the koach of Rus. The person who grew up in Tuma, but pulled herself out, and with tznius, which was given to David HaMelech, that's going to defeat Yishmael. That's going to bring Kedusha to the world. And that... why Yishmael is going to awaken David HaMelech. And that's why it says in 34, source 34, Vatem Tiuli Mamleches Kohanim V'Kadosh. We accept the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell us, you want to know what your mission is going to be? You have one mission in this world. You want to know, people say, what does it mean to be Jewish? Tiyem Mamleches Kohanim V'Kadosh. Be a Mamleches Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, V'Kadosh, a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. Our whole essence is Kedusha. Our whole purpose is to bring Kedusha to the world. But Chazal asks, what does it mean, Kohanim? Mamlech is Kohanim. We're not all Kohanim. What does Kohanim mean? So look at what Rashi says. It doesn't mean that we're actually Kohanim, priests. It rather means Sarim. We're messengers. We're Shlichim. We are... what's the right word I'm looking for? We represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're Sarim. We're Shlichim. Like in Chabad, they send out Shlichim. Right? We're all Shlichim. And where do we learn out you're supposed to be a shaliach? That you're supposed to be a shaliach for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a great kadosh? Where do you learn it out from? Uvenei David Kohanim Hayu. That the sons of David HaMelech were not Kohanim, but they were emissaries of God in this world. They represented God in this world. They brought God to this world. Our job is to be messengers of David HaMelech. Our job is to defeat Yishmael, to bring those Kohanim. And the way that we do that again is through tznius. And the way that we do that is through Kedusha. And the way that we do that is through Talmud Torah. And we started off this year saying, what's Yishmael? How do we defeat Yishmael? Listen, we don't have guns. And we're not on the front lines. But we are on the front lines. Because all of you are in a base medrash. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh. You are the front line, because here is a place. This is the Shemot. Shemot the Torah. And defeat the Shemot the Kedusha. Schneider Kodesh, heard from Shlomo Katz, I forgot who we quoted this from. He says, usually, if he comes here, if he did come here and he already said this, I apologize because when he says it, I'm sorry, Shlomo Katz, I gave away your life. Yishalayim Era Kodesh, Yishalayim is the place that's air. It awakens inside of us the Kadosh, the Kedusha. That's what Yishalayim is. That's where we have a schus to learn. That's where we have a schus to be. But again, it's only going to happen if you throw yourself in. Put yourself into the mikvah. And Mitzvah Hashem, we shall all be Zochem. You people who are the messengers of David HaMelech, you people who are Kadosh, and Mitzvah Hashem, be able to throw ourselves into the mikvah. And Mitzvah Hashem, through that, be Zochem, see your Kadosh, I'll see you in prayer. In Erev Amen, Amen, the Amen.